Rapid fire number one. What is your favorite color?
Green.
What's your favorite time of day?
Dawn.
Which character do people reference most often when they approach you on the street?
Walter White.
Walter White. Not Tim Watley?
No, not anymore.
There's too many anti-dentites out there. I think
it changes. That's right. That's why. That's the reason.
That's the reason.
Are you flossing, Ariel, by the way?
Every day. Even though we were just told it's okay if we don't, right? Isn't that what science is telling us now, that it's fine? Who knows?
They are?
There was an article just recently. I don't know if it's real. They might go back on it. You can't trust anybody these days.
Everything changes.
All right, so the next one is, what's the best advice you've ever received?
Best advice I've ever received.
I know it's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Mm-hmm. It's not so rapid, this one.
I received it from the ether. Something came into me, and I realized. And I love to tell this to young actors. I believe in mentorship and reaching down and helping the next generation. About 25 years ago, I had this epiphany, for lack of a better term. I would go on an audition thinking that it was a job interview, that I was there to get something. And I realized, almost on a change of perception, that I was making a huge mistake. Because when you want something from someone or company or something, you are not in the power position. You are giving up your power, your control.
Mm.
So I changed that to, I was there not to get something, but to do something. I was not there to get a job, but to do my job, which was to create a character, present it, and then leave. It's someone else's decision making. So I think that's what would be the best advice I've ever received and now to give, is just focus on what you do and don't try to pay any attention to the things that are outside of your control.
And that's great. I think that works on everybody.
Many levels.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so going along with that, who inspires you?
I think my biggest inspiration now is my sister.
Hmm. Why is that?
Well, she was not in a good situation either when she was young. She's 7 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And here, this was a young girl who was around. She didn't have a father. Her mother was an alcoholic. And she just didn't have the guidance and support that you, in a healthy environment, that you'd want. She dropped out of high school. And she was not destined to do well. And she just turned her life around. She just realized at some point that she needs to be hyper-focused on what is going to make her life worth living.
Mm-hmm.
She went to nursing school, got a nursing degree, then got a bachelor of, she first got a GED from high school, then got the nursing degree, then got a bachelor of science degree in nursing, got an RN, then she got a master's degree in education, and she just now finished getting her doctorate in education.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think she might inspire me now. That's insane. That's great.
Yeah, especially knowing her background. And I'd say, in kind of tongue-in-cheek, she's achieved something that she had no right to achieve.
Mm.
There was no paved road for her.
Exactly.
See the way to that. I'm just astonished by her ability and her drive. It was just, I'm so proud of her.
Well, and I should have asked this question to start, because I wish we could just stop there, but I really want to know, the last question I have for you is, what's your favorite song?
My favorite song?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say, but I think what makes the most emotional impact for me, and I think that's what makes everyone's favorite song.
Absolutely.
Is Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, interesting choice.
Yeah. It represented, at the time it came out, I was a young guy, and it represented an opportunity that I didn't take. And it reminds me of making adjustments in your life and taking advantage of opportunities and not to let moments slip by you.
Well, okay. maybe that was a good last question.
Yeah.
Well, Bryan Cranston, thank you so much. I know we went a little bit over our time, but I appreciate you taking the time to talk this morning.
It was fun. Thank you, Ariel.
Yeah. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.